Scholastic Audio presents Charlie Bone and the Red Knight by Jenny Nimmo. Read by Simon Jones. Prologue. The Red King arrived in the north 900 years ago. He was an African magician, and each of his 10 children inherited a small part of his power. These powers were passed down through their descendants to the current inhabitants of an ancient city. But not all the inheritors use their powers wisely. Some of them are bent on evil, and Charlie Bone strives constantly to thwart them. Charlie's parents are on their second honeymoon. They have been away for more than a month. Postcards arrive for Charlie describing his parents' wonderful adventures on the world's oceans. Although Charlie is happy for them, he wishes they would return. The city is becoming a dangerous place for him and his friends. One of them was almost drowned, and their favorite meeting place, the Pets Cafe, has been closed. Charlie is afraid that the Red King's old enemy, Count Harkon, will try and enter the city once again. The Count, an enchanter, has already abducted the orphan Billy Raven, and now keeps him in Badlock, a world that exists in the far distant past. If only the Red King could return to keep the city safe, but that is too much to hope for. And yet, deep in the ruins of the Red King's castle, a heart still beats within a tall red tree. The king can watch with the eyes of birds that settle on his branches. He can listen with the ears of creatures that graze beside him.